Last speaker has two presentations. This is Dr. DeValcom, who is head of the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics in the School of Public Health of the Health Sciences University of Mongolia. She got her PhD in 2007 in Japan and speaks English, Russian, and Japanese. She's a member of the Hepatitis B Expert Resource Panel of the Western Pacific Regional Office of the World Health Organization, and her research area is in public health and epidemiology of non-communicable and communicable diseases, particularly vaccine-preventable diseases. She's going to be speaking on the impact assessment of the National Immunization Program against Hepatitis B in Mongolia, and also on predictive risk factors for hepatitis B infection among children in Mongolia.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for the introduction. Actually, the English is not so well, so I would like to excuse for that. And I combined these two presentations in one presentation as a, with the two parts. And the first part is about the impact assessment of the National Immunization Program against Hepatitis B in Mongolia. I have nothing to disclose. And for those who don't know about our country, I would like to briefly introduce. Mongolia is located between Russia and China, with a large territory of 1.6 million square kilometers. And the population size is, according to the recent report, it's 2.7 million. So only 1.5 inhabitants per square kilometer, which makes one of the most sparsely populated country in the world. And the most majority of the population are from a half ethnic group, and the capital city is Ulaanbaatar. We speak in Mongolian language. And according to the WHO data, global prevalence of hepatitis B is shown in this figure, and Mongolia is one of the highly prevalent country of hepatitis B in the world. Based on the previous study results, nearly 80% of general population are infected with hepatitis B virus, and 15% are chronic carriers or HBs antigen positive. And due to the high prevalence of hepatitis B virus infection, Mongolia has one of the highest incidence rate of liver cancer in the world. So universal hepatitis B immunization is the most effective means for prevention of hepatitis B virus infection worldwide. Mongolia started hepatitis B national vaccination since 1991 as an obligatory vaccination for every newborn child. And there is a need to assess the impact of vaccination program after more than 10 years of its implementation. The main objective of this study is to determine the impact of hepatitis B vaccination program in order to improve the national strategy controlling the hepatitis B in Mongolia. And the specific objectives are to determine the seroprevalence of HBs antigen positivity among children aged 4 to 6 years, and to assess the coverage of vaccination, and also evaluate the effectiveness. We conducted a nationwide population-based cross-sectional survey to determine the prevalence, and also a retrospective descriptive design to determine the coverage of hepatitis B vaccination based on the immunization document of every child. And the sample size calculation, according to the sample size calculation, 5,294 children were determined to be selected, and we increased the sample size by 20% according to the risks, and the sample size was set as 6,380. So this is we used a multi-stage random cluster sampling to select the study subjects. Here is shown the study areas for this survey. A total of three largest cities, 11 provinces out of 21 provinces, and 50 villages were selected for this study. This is the distribution of geographical areas. Data collection methods included the questionnaire and interview of parents and nurses, immunization card determination, and the data on vaccine type, dose, and date of vaccination. And also, not included in this presentation, we also determined the cup of vaccinated nurses regarding the vaccine handling and storage based on focus group discussion, and also assessment of vaccine storage rooms based on observational studies and using some sheets. We determined the HBs antigen positivity using the Abbott to determine HBs antigen rapid test from Japan, which has a high sensitivity and specificity. We obtained ethical approval from the IRBs of the WHO Western Pacific Regional Office, Ministry of Health Mongolia, and our home university, Health Science University of Mongolia. Statistical analysis included determining the proportion and using the chi-square or t-tests, etc. Here is shown some demographic characteristics of study population. Age of study population ranges from 4 to 6 years, which was actually this study was founded by the World Health Organization, and the age of 4 to 6 years was determined by the World Health Organization. And 41% were residing in the cities, 15% were living in province centers, and nearly 44% were from rural areas, as a some or village. The participation rate was quite high, is 92.4%. Here is shown the prevalence of HBs antigen positivity among children by age, sex, and residence. Those who were aged 4 years had lower rate of HBs antigen positivity compared to those aged 5 and 6 years. And according to the residents, children who were living in the cities and the province centers had the lowest rate. In contrast, those who were living in rural villages had the highest rate of HBs antigen positivity, which was compared to cities and province centers with some, it was significant. And the total prevalence of HBs antigen positivity among children aged 4 to 6 year old was 0.5%, which is highly decreased compared to the 15% among general population. According to the regions, some regions, for instance, eastern region had a higher rate of HBs antigen positivity. According to the coverage of vaccination, 98.6% had received at least one dose of hepatitis B vaccine, whereas 82% were completely vaccinated with three doses of hepatitis B vaccine or four doses of pentavalent vaccine. And 1.4% were not vaccinated. There was no significant difference by six, but those younger were slightly more vaccinated than those others. And this is a very busy slide, just showing that almost more than 95% of the children received the first dose. According to the vaccination status and HBs antigen positivity, those who were completely vaccinated had prevalence of HBs antigen positivity is 0.55%, and among those who were incompletely vaccinated, the prevalence was 0.6%. And number of those who were not vaccinated was very small, so there was no observed cases of HBs antigen positivity. And there is a significant difference among those who received the first dose within the time, or the first dose should be given within 24 hours after the delivery. So among those who received the first dose on time had significantly lower rate of HBs antigen positivity. Mongolia has very harsh winter. We have like below freezing temperature between November to April, and in January average temperature is minus 25, so which means that the protecting hepatitis B vaccine from freezing is quite a difficult issue, especially in rural areas, because the hepatitis B vaccine loses its immunological potency even freezing. So when we compare those who received all doses of hepatitis B vaccine during the cold season with those who have received some or none doses during the cold season. So as shown in this figure, those who received all doses of hepatitis B vaccine had the highest rate of HBs antigen positivity is 1.23%, but the prevalence was twice lower among those who received some doses in the cold season, and also none of the children who received all the doses during the warm season were positive for HBs antigen. Conclusion: the national prevalence of HBs antigen carriage among children aged 4 to 6 years is 0.53% in Mongolia. No significant differences were observed according to sex and age. The rate of HBs antigen positivity was significantly higher in rural areas compared to province centers and cities. National coverage of any dose of hepatitis B vaccine or pentavalent vaccine was nearly 99%. We found that HBs antigen positivity rate was strongly correlated with vaccination season, that suggests breakdowns in the transport or storage of vaccine stocks, resulting in vaccine exposure to sub-freezing temperatures. I would like to present some data on the second presentation. This regarding the predictive risk factors for hepatitis B virus infection among children in Mongolia. Now, although Mongolia is an endemic country of hepatitis B virus infection, information regarding risk factors for this infection is insufficient. So we aimed to determine the risk factors for this infection among children using a nationwide survey data. Population-based cross-sectional survey and both case control study was used in this study. We enrolled all the children of the impact assessment survey and also mothers of HBs antigen positive and negative children. We used univariate and multivariate logistic regression analysis to determine the odds ratio and the confidence intervals. So we did we collected data regarding the risk factors from children's mothers or grandfathers, grandparents. This slide shows the prevalence of HBs antigen carriage among children according to the risk factors. The HBs antigen positivity rate was higher among those who had surgical manipulations, blood tests, and also this is quite a new risk factor, ear piercing for girls. And according to the history of the, previously the ear piercing was not risk factor in our country. Ear piercing or the like tattooing was observed in different countries during the last many decades. But in our country, the ear piercing was newly determined in the survey. Among those who had liver cancer patients in their family members had high risk, but without significant difference due to the maybe small number of children in that group. According to the association between HBs antigen carriage among children and the parents' knowledge about the HPV infection, their infection rate was higher among those who didn't know about the HPV infection and also who didn't have knowledge about the HPV transmission routes. Univariate and multivariate logistic regression analysis for potential risk factors showed that residence was the risk for HPV infection, especially for those who are living in villages, and also surgical manipulation, blood transfusion, and blood tests, as well as ear piercing, especially for girls. and also cancer history of family members were the risk factors for HPV infection. Conclusion: knowledge regarding HPV infection and transmission routes is insufficient among parents, particularly in rural areas, and the insufficient knowledge of parents is associated with HPV antigen carriage among children. Multivariate logistic regression analysis show that surgical manipulations, blood tests, and ear piercing are significant predictors of HPV antigen carriage among children. Family histories of hepatitis or liver cancer were associated with increased risk of HPV antigen carriage among children, though not significantly. So this study was funded by the World Health Organization, and also we would like to thank all study teams and team members and participants. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Your English is fine. Questions? Yes.
Yeah. I have a question. On your first presentation, you mentioned that certainly late vaccination after the first performance flight was associated with transmission. Overall, what was the percentage of the population that was vaccinated on time? And the second question, sorry, I'm putting two of them together, yes. But you mentioned that there was a seasonal difference. Mm-hmm. So winter months, we have vaccine freezing. But have you looked also at whether there was a larger tendency when it was cold?
Mm-hmm. The first question is the coverage of first dose, timely given first dose, was 72% versus 28% of late doses. And when we determined the vaccination coverage according to the season, there was no big difference because more than 99% of deliveries are conducted in health settings. So it's not the seasonal or geographic issue. Yes. Thank you.
Other questions? I had one. Oh, go ahead. I had one with the two presentations. So in your second presentation, the mother being hepatitis B positive was not a risk factor.
Mm-hmm.
But the late vaccination would indicate perinatal transmission. So how do you account for that sort of discrepancy?
Mm-hmm. Actually, this is the question was not exactly about the hepatitis B, because as mentioned in the previous presentations, the most of the people infected with both hepatitis B or C viruses are unaware of their status. So when we asked about the hepatitis B, the most of the participants didn't know. They were not undiagnosed, so the question was whether they had a jaundice or just hepatitis as a general. So hepatitis A is quite common in our country. Among adults, almost 90% of the adult population have antibody for hepatitis A. So just this history of hepatitis includes both hepatitis A, B, or C, just based on their clinical jaundice.
I understand. So if you had been able to test them for hepatitis B, you may have found the correlation.
Oh, actually, sorry, it was not included in this slides. Actually, we included mothers, almost 20 mothers of HPV antigen positive children, and then nearly 40 mothers of negative children. So we found that those who were born from HPV antigen positive mothers had sevenfold increased risk of being HPV antigen positive compared to those non-HPV antigen positive mothers.
Go ahead.
If there are
Yeah, piercing is very common in our country because every child has has made the air piercing by age of 10. But in my age or previously, the air piercing was done at home by mothers, just using disposable things or the other metals. Now air piercing in other settings like in other public settings are increased with the materials or instruments which has contaminated with the hepatitis B virus. So they are changing only the needles, but the material itself is not changed. So it has a lot of. So we need to put some more policies in this area.
I have another question. So the association with the timing of the vaccine, the season,
mm-hmm.
So the cold may be an issue. Are you planning to do something about it?
Yeah, we really need to do something because even though the coverage is high, we still have problem with the infection. So as shown here, Mongolia has very cold winter. And the vaccination should be done for instance, in the rural areas, vaccination need to be done visiting every home. So the general practitioner or village doctors are going to every home, taking the vaccines in the vaccine cold box, which is encountered in the winter season. So we need to change, we need to keep the storage and handling of vaccines is appropriate, and also need to collect more children calling to the health centers or some village hospitals, not going to every home, which may prevent from damage of vaccines. Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you had any story for why the reservoir of hepatitis B is so high on Mongolia, and is there a similar trend with hepatitis C as well?
It's something around 20%. In 2009, we conducted a nationwide survey among adults aged over 40 years, and currently the tests are being conducted at the Jichi Medical University Virology Lab. So according to the data, hepatitis B virus infection or HBs antigen positivity is around 10% versus 25% of HCV anti-HCV antibody among our elderly population, so it's still high, and also one of the large cause of the liver cancer.
Are there any theories why?
Yeah, it's because of the unsafe parental manipulations, especially in their age, for elderly people, non-disposable syringes were widely used before 1990s. So both in vaccination and treatment, so which may be one of the causes. And also testing for bloods for HBs antigen and HCV antibody started since 1994. So prior to that, the blood transfusion was also unsafe. So mainly unsafe parental manipulations among elderly population when they were young. We have six different vaccines, mandatory vaccines for eight diseases. So the parents' perception and attitude for vaccination is very high, because of these infectious disease issues and also liver cancer issues, because 44% of cancer-related deaths are due to only liver cancer. And also liver cancer is, morbidity is the leading among all the other cancers for both men and women. So people are more aware about cancer and also very high perception about vaccination. And also it's free of charge.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, that concludes our session. I want to thank all our speakers again. Give you another round of applause.